This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. That's the Boston Symphony Orchestra playing Mendelssohn's Overture, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mendelssohn is one of many composers whose works the BSO will be performing this week, and the Boston musicians will be joined by some peers from Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, Germany. Mendelssohn was that orchestra's director for 12 years. The two orchestras have launched a 5-year special partnership under music director Andres Nelsons. And Nelsons assumes the director role in Leipzig this month as he continues that role in Boston. This week is the first Leipzig week in Boston as part of that collaboration, and Nelson says he's excited to bring the partnership to the public.
Music has no borders. It goes beyond the language, beyond oceans and, you know, the two continents, and it's no problem to communicate.
This is the first time two orchestras on two different continents have joined in such a musical and cultural alliance. And so to learn more, we sat down with Nelsons and the two other people most instrumental to making this collaboration happen.
I think it's a little bit like gestalt. You know, I think we're going to be together greater than the individual parts. And so ultimately, when this opportunity presented itself, we started exploring ways to really connect and connect at all levels, on your musical level, pedagogic level, personnel level, and certainly Andres has inspired this in a way that doesn't exist anywhere in the world. I'm Mark Volpe. I'm the managing director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
My name is Andreas Schulz. I'm the general director of Gewandhaus and Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig. So this is really looking back to the past, using the power of the past and the artistic ideas of the past, and to bring these ideas in the future, starting with an exchange of musicians, co-commissioning, an exchange of young students, Tanglewood and our Mendelssohn Orchestra Academy, and I think the most important point, also to bring many new aspects to our public. So as the Boston public, let's say, will learn now in this week many things about Leipzig, about the history of the orchestra, about so many pieces what we have premiered in the past, we will do exactly the same thing in June this year when we will do the first Boston week in Leipzig. And our Leipzig public will learn everything about Boston.
This isn't the first connection between the two orchestras. They share quite a bit of history.
When the Henry Lee Higginson founded the Boston Symphony Orchestra in 1881, the first music director educated in Leipzig comes from Leipzig, Georg Henschel.
Our early music directors all were trained in Leipzig. One, in fact, was also the music director of the Leipzig Gewandhaus after he was music director of the Boston Symphony. And we share a heritage in terms of the hall. Our hall is somewhat patterned after a second Gewandhaus that was actually destroyed during the war. And I think another element is one of our favorite guest conductors for 4 decades was a gentleman named Kurt Mazur, who was the gentleman who, force of personality, force of real power, was able to get the third Gewandhaus built in one of the best modern halls in Europe and beyond.
The collaboration will include performances of pieces jointly commissioned by the two orchestras. And Volpe says exchanges of musicians will encompass music and more.
When you share musicians, I can't tell you how excited our musicians are, and even in the brief encounters they've had. I mean, they took a 75-mile bike ride with some of the Leipzig musicians between Leipzig and Dresden. And so it has kind of inspired our players in a way to learn from their colleagues, and I think it's reciprocal. Certainly the part that will manifest itself in new work and commissions is important, but I think for me that the human element is equally critical. Our musicians going to Leipzig will have a very different experience, and we'll be playing opera and we'll be playing in Bach's church. Their musicians are going to get to play holiday pops, which is a completely different, somewhat alien experience for them. And ultimately, I think will be rewarding, because if you want to learn something about America, come to a Boston Pops concert. I mean, it is by definition the most American of orchestras.
Andres Nelsons.
Basically, the positive message to the world that it's humanity, collaboration, friendship, sharing, to share the joy. It's these qualities which sound very naive at these days, but this is very important. If you lose those, then the world can't exist very long.
Andres Nelsons, music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig, Germany. We also heard from Mark Volpe, managing director of the BSO, and Andreas Schulz, general director of the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig, Germany.